We continue our learning. We are in Avos, Perek Vav, Raisa Hey. Now the next two Mishnahs are going to list the 48 ways, the 48 different character traits that are necessary in order to acquire Torah, to be Kone Torah. It's a rather lengthy list, so we'll just give the basic translation of these Mishnahs just because of time. Mishnah says, the Braisa says, Gedola Torah, Yosef and Akuhuna and Amalchus. Torah is greater even than Kahuna and Malchus and monarchy. What does that mean? Sheha Malchus niknes b'shloshim malos, v'ha Kahuna b'esrim v'arba, v'ha Torah niknes barbo imu shmone devarim. What it says is like this. When it comes to Malchus, when it comes to becoming a king, so there are 30 ma'alos, 30 attributes that are there, 30 laws that apply specifically to a king. Now we call them malos, elevations, literally because their malos means that this king is set apart from everybody. And we know the Torah lists them. We talk about not having too many wives and not too many horses, a second Sefer Torah, and not having too much gold and silver. In fact, there are 30 of those. We're not going to list them all, but there are 30 malos that set aside a king. And when it comes to kahuna, the kahuna is besrim varba. There are 24. Now, these aren't really attributes. There are 24, the chav dalid matnos kahuna. There are 24 gifts that are given to a kohen, bechor, and truma, and challah, etc. So there are 24 of those. So the king is set aside with 30 malos. A kahuna is set, the kohen is set aside with 24 malos, in the sense that he gets 24 gifts. But Torah is acquired with 48 Devarim with 48 qualities, 48 things, and the Mishnah is now going to list them, so we'll give a basic translation. Number one is B'Talmud. You have to constantly be studying. B'Shmias Ozen, which means that person has to listen carefully to his Rebbe, to his teacher. Ba'arichas Svasayim, that means we have to speak clearly. Arichas means to arrange our lips. Bevinas halev, the heart or the mind has to understand. Bisuchlos halev, that means intelligence. Some of these seem somewhat similar. Arichas vasayim, when we speak about clear speech, that means to learn things, to articulate things, learn things aloud. It allows you to remember. Bevinas halev means understanding. Davar mitoch davar. Sichlos halev, intelligence. That's almost being able to predict things based on our understanding. Be'ema b'yira, ema is awe of heaven, yira is reverence for a teacher, so that's why ema and yira are different. Ba'anava, we're already up to number 8, that's humility. B'simcha, with joy. B'shimish chachamim, which means serving chachamim. When we talk about Shimush Chachamim, we're talking about the study of Gemara, but here it may mean actually serving one's teacher. We learn, if we serve, we spend time, even out of the shir, with a Rebbe, we can learn from his modeling. B'dikter Chavera means to analyze, to be careful with friends, and that means that our behavior with our friends, with our interpersonal relationships, are very important as well. Dikter Chaver may also have to do with learning with the Chavrus or learning with someone else. The Pilpul HaTalmidim, Pilpul means sharp questions. Students have to be thinking in an analytical way and ask analytical questions. Be Yishuv, we have to be calm. Person whose mind is not settled, who's in a state of anxiety, cannot be Kone Torah properly. Be Mikra, it means that we have knowledge of Tanakh. It's not sufficient just to know Mishnah or Gemara. You have to know Tanakh, B'Mishnah, you have to know Mishnais as well, just to jump to Gemara without having a background in Mishnah is also not going to work. B'Miyot Sheino, we have to minimize the amount of sleep. B'Miyot Sicha, not to be involved in too much talking about, which may be a waste of time, really. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be talking at all. It just means less talking. Idle conversations we should avoid. If we really want to acquire Torah, spend more time learning. B'miyot ta'anug is less pleasure. We give ourselves b'miyot tzchok, less joking around. B'miyot derech eretz, which means we spoke about this, of course, early in our livelihood, but that should not be our primary occupation if you want to be Kone Torah. Berech apayim, person who's slow to get angry. Belave tov is a good heart. Be'emunas chachamim is having faith in the words of the chachamim and accepting them, even if you don't fully understand all of them. Uvekabalas ha'yisurim, and the willing accepting yisurim in the Bartura, and Rashi makes the point, it's mekabel yisurim me'ahava. He accepts the yisurim with love. So that is a list of 24, and now we move on to Brisa Vav, which has the other 24. What else is needed to acquire Torah? V'hamak hamakris b'kom, a person who recognizes his place, he recognizes his shortcomings and knows that he has much to learn, so that's a certain a type of anava. V'asamech b'chelko, a person who is happy with his lot. V'osis yoglu devarav, a person who makes a barrier, makes a fence around when it comes to prevent himself from doing something wrong or coming close to sin, certain things that the Chachamim have set up as siyagim, as fences, but we need to do the same for ourselves. Veino machzik tova la'atzmo, a person who doesn't, obviously we need proper self-esteem, but it means that he should take credit, always take credit for himself, and we should give credit to the others, to our teachers, to our friends who teach us, and not to give all the credit to ourselves and our own intellect, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe more than anything else. Ahuv, in order to be Kona Torah, a person has to be beloved by others. That's number 29. Number 30 is Ohev es hamakom. He loves Hashem. Ohev es habrios. He loves people as well. Ohev es hatochachos, a person who loves to be rebuked. The idea is that he accepts constructive criticism. Ohev es hameishorim. He loves things that are straightforward, which means that he wants no basic halacha. Things shouldn't be so convoluted. Things are very clear. He likes when things are presented in an organized fashion. Misrachek min hakavod, he distances himself from honor. Lo megis libo b'talmudo, he doesn't become arrogant because of all the learning that he has amassed. Veino samech b'horai, doesn't rejoice over giving halachic rulings. This also needs a level of humility. A person who always loves to give a psak halacha, so may do so without the proper deliberation and thought. No seva ol, and also it's a sense of arrogance that I'm telling people what to do. No seva olim chaver of a chavero. This is an important for a ben adam lachaver in the sense that he shares his fellow's burden, both physically and sometimes and emotionally. Machrio lechav zuchus. He's willing. He judges his friend favorably. We've had that before. To be done lechav zuchus. Ma'amidu ala emes, which means that he sets his friend on the path of truth. So he gives him, shows him. He judges him favorably, but also sets him in the proper derech. Ma'amidu ala shalom. Same thing. He tries to set his friend on the path of peace and himself as well, not to engage in conflict. Misyashev libo b'talmudo, he's settled in his studying, which means that he does it deliberately, in a deliberate fashion. He does it with a settled mind. He's calm. He doesn't rush through his learning. He does it in a very calm way. That way he will acquire it and he'll remember it. Shoel umeshiv, he asks and answers in the sense that he doesn't interrupt someone who's asking a question. He'll ask a question, wait for an answer, and that doesn't quickly interrupt. Shomea umosif, he hears people and he adds, he listens to his Rebbe. He doesn't contradict the Rebbe or interrupt the Rebbe as well, but he listens, and only after he listens to what the Rebbe has to say, then he adds. Halomed amanas lamed, one who learns in order to teach. If you learn in order to teach, first of all, you'll understand that which you are learning, and in order to teach, you'll disseminate Torah. That allows a person to acquire Torah as well, because then you have the gift of Talmidim who will also help you in your learning. As well, learning is not just about the learning itself. Mitzvah Talmud Torah primarily is lasos in order to perform mitzvos. That also allows a person to acquire Torah, because he realizes that he has to put what he's learning into practice. That means he'll have a firm understanding of what he's studying. Hamachkim es rabo, a person who gives greater wisdom to his Rebbe. That means he questions, he's thinking about what he's learning and asks questions, and that way he'll get answers and things will be more clear in his mind. V'hamachavein es shmuaso, a person who is able to be mechamin, to repeat accurately that which he learns. It's organized, that which he's learned, and mechavein, he's able to be very clear and direct in what he is learning in order to give it to others. V'homer davar mishem amro, one who... and this is number 48, a person who says something in the name of the person who taught it. And such a person, not only is he Kona Torah, but Halamata, we learned something else from here. Shekola Omer, Dabar B'Shem Omro, Medigula L'Olam. Person who says something in the name of of the one who initiated, the one who said it. So he brings Gula to the world. Where do I see that? Shenamava, Tomer Estela Melech, Veshem Mordechai. When Esther gave the message to the king, she said this was in the name of Mordechai, and then of course that brought Gula to the world.